Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Step two.
Good
everybody today. It's a nice day.
It's lovely.
It's what did that man used to say? It's a nice, it's a pleasant day in the neighborhood.
Oh,
you know,
Mr.
the guy with the sweater
Rogers,
and all that.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we all remember Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers,
and
yes.
It was, and right. It is a pleasant day in
it
the neighborhood.
It is a pleasant day.
In everybody's neighborhood.
And we got Christine.
I'm here.
She's here. Matt. Standing, holding all those things and doing all that stuff with the buttons and all. You know, I wonder if any of that works.
I
thought so. It's all for show.
Yeah,
right? It's fun.
He's very technically inclined.
Yeah, right. He knows how to start his car.
Yeah.
So, we have a pretty good show today.
Yes.
It should be fun.
We have some exciting people calling in.
Yes, we do. We have interesting people.
Mm-hmm.
The city of Chicago. From Mayor Daley's office, special
yes.
events.
And Sylvester from the Mayor Daley's office on special
sure.
events.
I don't think it'll be Ann. I think it'll be somebody else.
Oh, somebody
on,
from her
yeah,
office.
Well, they, you know, they have to have a staff. And
sure.
So whoever calls in, we'll be nice to them. Try to be nice to them.
They're going to be telling us about spring in Chicago, the different things that are coming along.
Yeah, Chicago is an exciting town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of those cities that on the weekends, people don't leave it. They come into it.
Yes.
And a lot of cities, like you go to New York on Sunday, you could fire a cannon down the middle of the street. You won't hit anything.
Mm-hmm.
But here, people do come in. They have a lot of events, a lot of mm-hmm. good events for people that, you know, would like to get away and do something. And it's different. It's all kinds of different things.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. And as the season goes on, the different events kind of unfold and, you know, kind of ending with the air show. I guess
right.
that's in
mm-hmm.
August.
That's in August. Then Matt's dinner is right after that. That's a 1,000 people dinner.
For his wedding, yes.
641 so far.
Oh, 641. We're getting there.
People are starting to bring long-lost relatives.
Yeah. He's doing good. He's, you know, of course, they're going to put him away a little later,
yeah.
but he's all right.
The only thing he's lacking at this point is a potential bride.
Yeah.
That, you
don't
know,
you have a potential
haven't
bride?
Yet. Just got, you know, getting everything set up.
Oh, so you mean we got to fix you up?
It's good to plan ahead. In fact, that might be a real selling point
sure.
as he meets the lucky girl.
Hey, I'll tell you what. We'll give away 2 free tickets if some girl go out with him. How's that?
Oh.
So anybody who wants to go out, just call in here. We're at 1-708-493-1530. They get a nice dinner out of it.
Mm-hmm. Later in the show, we're going to be hearing from Erhausen Greenhouses.
Yes.
Nick Erhausen will be calling in, and we're going to be talking about the season now, starting up and planting and the different things you want to know about your garden and your landscaping. So we'll be talking.
These people are very interesting because today we know America has changed a lot, you know, in different things. And these two fellows are still a professional at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go down to a big store and buy stuff that's maybe half dead or will be dead by the time you get it home. This stuff they grow is excellent, and they can tell you how it does it, why it does it, what it needs, what it doesn't need, what goes together. They have all the answers, these people. They spent
mm-hmm.
their whole life doing this one thing, and that's creating this nice greenery for people
mm-hmm.
to buy it and
mm-hmm.
and say it'll actually last,
mm-hmm.
you know, it'll get
yeah.
through.
Very superior quality.
Yes.
And they have a beautiful, immense greenhouse set up in Lincolnwood.
Lincolnwood, yeah.
Which, of course, you know, very centrally located for people in the suburban area as well as the city.
Mm-hmm.
And you're absolutely right, the Erhausen family has actually had this business from the beginning for almost 90 years now. If
really?
It hasn't hit the 90-year point, it's getting off the
almost
close.
As old as I am.
Only the way you feel some days, right? Like we all do.
Yeah, well, it gets cold sometimes, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, in fact, when I came in here, I closed the window and said it was cool, and you fellas looked at me like I was a little crazy.
Not crazy. We understand.
I need my shawl. Nick Erhausen, as we said, is going to call in a little bit later today, and he and his cousin Gerard Erhausen run Erhausen Greenhouses now. And we'll hear a little bit of a history about the family business and then, of course, some instructions for starting to get your garden growing for
right.
the season.
Right.
So we'll hear from them a little bit later.
Should be fun. Mm-hmm. So, all right, it's been a busy week. By the way, on Saturday, there's a big thing coming up at Wright College.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a reenactment of the Civil War.
Yes.
And it should be very, very interesting. Mm-hmm. And runs, I think, from 9 to 2 or 3 on Saturday. I'm not sure exact time on mm-hmm. that. And then it runs again on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's well worth going out to.
Yes, and of course the Wright campus is at just at the intersection of Montrose and Narragansett, which is Nagel if you're a little bit further north,
mm-hmm.
4300 Narragansett, and that is, yeah, well worth the trip.
It is. It's going to be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, so that'll, we'll probably go and we'll see.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go out
there.
I want to see it. I'm kind of a buff on this country's histories. I kind of like it.
That's, we were talking to Dr. Gunnerich last week about this, that a lot of people, you know, they know all about World War II and maybe World War I and, of course, the more current wars, but Civil War is maybe a little bit unknown facts about
yes.
that, so
mm-hmm. it'll
be interesting to see. You know, we had mentioned that we're going to be having the City of Chicago Mayor Daley's Office on Special Events calling in, and everybody, of course, in the Chicagoland area knows that the city is so nicely put together that people from all over the surrounding suburban areas and collar communities can enjoy things that go on in the city.
Right.
So it's not just for the city. People come from far and wide.
No, they come from all over. That's
mm-hmm.
right. And well, we're going to be an Olympic town, possibly.
Yes.
So
maybe
that makes you now world-renowned.
World-renowned.
Well-known.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and we'll see. Well, over the next 2 years, I guess they're going
to
be
planning, that's to be handled by the people that mm-hmm. handle those kind of things.
Yeah. And for folks who have been listening to our program, just to remind you, we do put all of our radio programs onto our website, so they become podcasts. You can go back and listen to previous shows, or maybe if you're going to miss a show of a week and you want to hear that, you can go to our website at OurVillageChicago.com. And, of course, we have two newspapers, the Our Village and the Village Square, and those serve the city of Chicago from Toohey Avenue to the north, you know, soft border areas. We get into some of the collar suburbs all the way down into the city to North Avenue, there and abouts, and from the lakefront out to Harlem. So
yes.
We have some good coverage of those neighborhoods in our newspapers.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
We work hard.
We get
a lot of things going, but so don't a lot of people, you know. But I was on this last time. I'm going to bring it back up again. We're trying to get a hold of the senators that are running to give back their money for 1 year's worth of pay.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're going to do something, you should get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you say you're going to do it and you don't do it, then you should give the man his money back. Now, these people cannot be doing anything for the state of Illinois or where they come from, Arizona or wherever. If they're out on the road pushing for dollars, and they push for big bucks, by the way. It's a
mm-hmm.
big, big thing. There's a lot of money involved here. And I really believe that all of these people, was it Kucinich is his name? Isn't he?
Kucinich.
Yeah, he's a, what, congressman? I'm not sure what he is.
I'm not sure what he is either.
But I know he's quiet. That I know. But, you know, I believe he's a senator, a congressman, whatever, from some state, and he ought to write a check and send it back to the federal government and say, thanks, but I never used it.
Yeah, because he's not
you know?
A serious contender,
so,
really.
And I looked at that first debate, and that was not a debate in my eyes. I didn't see a debate. Debate to me is people sit
back
down and
forth,
kind of bang at each other back
now
and
there'll
forth.
There'll be a new round of contestants coming up this Thursday.
That's
for
the Republicans. Oh, yeah. And it's only, to me, it's just, look at me. Aren't I wonderful?
Right.
That's all.
Yeah, very
and
smart.
I'm not going to say anything stupid. I'm not going to say anything out of line. So, you know, that's the way it is.
Yeah. Well.
But there is a guy. What's his name?
Huckabee.
Huckabee. Watch him. He's going to be our it's going to be like in the races.
Right. Here's something that you folks want to remember to do, perhaps for this weekend. Not this weekend, I'm sorry, the following weekend, May the 11th on Friday. The Edison Park Inn is going to be having a live radio remote, actually from the Edison Park Bowl on the second floor of their facility in Edison Park. And it's not going to be our radio station. It's actually US 99 American Country Radio. And they're going to be doing a live remote starting at 8 o'clock on Friday, May the 11th. And the band that night is going to be Party Patrol, which I guess is a very good country band. The Edison Park Inn, best known for its wood-burning oven pizza and a whole lot more. You can access them online to find their full menu and all of their events, edisonparkinn.net. They're located at 6715 North Olmsted in Chicago. That's Edison Park. They have full-service lounge with all sporting events on satellite and cable. And, you know, check them out. They have all kinds of great things going on there on a regular basis. 8 lanes of bowling on the second floor, billiards. You can book their facilities for private parties. Phone number is 773-775-1404, Edison Park Inn.
Very good. And we have Cindy on. Cindy?
Hi.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Hi, guys. I'm doing well. It's a nice sunny day.
Beautiful day, isn't it?
Yeah, it reminds us that it's time to get back outdoors to free festivals and events, right?
You got that one right. We've been talking to Anne Sylvester over at your place.
Right, right. She's
and,
one of our PR
you know,
people.
I don't think people realize the hard work and the effort you people have to put in so that they're happy and everything runs smoothly.
Right, right. You know, it's very cute to be told. Although you must have a fun job, and it is fun, but we're not out there having the fun that you are. We've got a lot of effort that goes into making these wonderful events.
Uh-huh. We're having this big kite fly.
Yeah, this
Saturday.
Weekend. This is an event we do twice a year. We do it once on the south side, once on the north. So this Saturday we'll be at the Museum of Science and Industry at 57th Street and Lakeshore Drive and out on the front lawn. And we hope with a beautiful day with enough wind to lift up these kites. And it's a really cool sight because you've got our paper kite kits. They look like paper bags and they're magically turned into beautiful, colorful kites that the kids have decorated. And we have professionals doing some great big demonstrations of kites that look like animals and octopus and all kinds of fun things. And everybody just comes and has a really lovely time.
That's
fathers,
terrific.
Sons, daughters, moms.
What time is that on?
It starts at 10 a.m. and we'll be there till 3 o'clock. And we do have these free kite kits. So if you don't have a kite, come on by. We'll give you one to decorate and make your own.
That would be fun. Maybe I'll go down.
Oh, it's so, so fun. It's such a lovely, lovely event. And there's strolling entertainment. And we have the Cole Museum brings out their story bus. So there's an interactive literary museum on wheels. So that's kind of fun. And we have other strolling entertainment, face painting, and just fun stuff.
And sure. Where is this going to be, Cindy?
This is on the front lawn of the Museum of Science and Industry. So 57th Street and Lakeshore Drive. And we'll be there from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's all free.
Mm-hmm. And then you said you had another one in the southern...
Come October, the beginning of October 6th, we'll be in Lincoln Park on the north side. So we like to do this one twice a year.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, and I think both of those areas are convenient for almost everyone within the city itself.
And easy access off the Lakeshore Drive. So just get yourself to Lakeshore and you'll be fine.
Is this is there a competition involved here in any way?
No.
Just go down and...
Maybe there'll be a couple kids competing with each other, brothers and sisters, but that's about it.
Now tell me something, and maybe this is a hard question to answer. What do you do if it rains? I don't think kites fly well in rain.
Well, you know, we've had a couple get shortened by rain, but you know, a light drizzle we can handle. We do, of course, want to watch out for any sort of lightning. We don't want to turn everybody into Benjamin Franklin.
No. Maybe that's how Ben got started.
He was flying a kite at one of the events.
He was in Chicago.
And we'd be at the Science and Industry, so it'd be a perfect site to teach them that, but I don't think we want to take our chances.
No.
Well, that's great. How about the parking down there? Is there accessible parking? Should people take rapid transit? How should we get there?
You know, anything that would work best for you. There, I believe the Green Line isn't too far away, and there's buses there. There's a parking lot within the museum. It's not free, but I think it's a fairly reasonable rate. And you know, maybe while you're there, you want to take in some of the latest exhibits that I think is one of our finest museums in the Chicagoland area.
Good. How many people do you have working with you?
In our staff here, we have about 68 full-time people, so that's everybody that puts the event together, makes mm-hmm. sure the operations are correct, gets in the funding from our wonderful sponsors, mm-hmm. Does the publicity, as I'm doing right now. We have quite a few hardworking people.
I see.
Cindy, but we have lots more coming up. I mean, we
were just about to ask you that, sure, because you obviously you handle from your office anything that comes under that special events category. So would that be things like the air show?
The major festival event, the air show is coming. Mm-hmm. That's in August. We've got before then we have have our Memorial Day parade. We help put that on. So that's of course the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, May 26th. And mm-hmm. while that's a solemn occasion, I think it's good for everybody to come out and support all the military forces who fight for our freedom. So we do that event.
And where is that going to be?
That takes place on State Street. So it's mm-hmm. from Randolph to, I believe it's Van Buren, and that'll step off at noon. So that's quite a, it's a little different for us. It's a little departure for us in that it's a psalm event, but we do mm-hmm. some of those events too. And then we get back to the free music entertainment the following weekend, which is June 1st through the 3rd, when we have the Gospel Music Festival. And that's been in Millennium Park the last couple of years, so it really is quite a beautiful setting for beautiful music like gospel music.
Mm-hmm. And you have the taste, do you?
We have the taste. Of course we have the taste.
That comes under your department?
That's our department.
That must be one fun job to set up.
That's a job that folks laugh at us. We probably start meeting in September. We give ourselves a little bit of a break. Start meeting in September to plan that event. And that's June 29th through July 8th. Mm-hmm. I'm getting my dates right.
Is there
a lot of dates to keep in your head? No.
Oh, sure. Is there anything between the Gospel Festival
there
and
is.
The
I don't want to shortchange a couple things. We have, of course, the Chicago Blues Festival. I mean, Chicago's known for blues. We're the blues capital. That's 4 full days and 6 stages, so roughly about 200 acts. It's June 7th through the 10th in Grant Park, and that opens every day at 11. And that's a wonderful festival. We've got Coco Taylor's there for our opening night.
Oh, she's a well-known figure
in
Chicago.
Well-known. I mean, she's around the world known for blues. Mm-hmm. But just a lot of wonderful acts. Bobby Rush, we've got Billy Branch, Magic Slim and the Teardrops. I love all their names. Irma Thomas and the Professionals.
I love them because I'm old. I don't know what they mean.
Yeah.
But we'll be putting all of this into the newspaper also.
Oh, yeah.
And we have two newspapers, as you know, and then this radio show will go into podcast. That'll be up in about 4 days on our podcast. So people can check it with us if they want to. The rest of the fellas, I don't know what they do. That's their business. But we're trying to do our help that we can for the people.
We so appreciate it. And you can always get to our City of Chicago website, which is cityofchicago.org/special events, and check out whichever event you'd like to go to. And we even direct you to some of our neighborhood festivals because we have that information. We don't program those, but we also have access to when those are and who's putting them on and their dates and all that stuff.
And what was the web?
cityofchicago.org/special events.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find all these events, including Air and Water Show, our outdoor film festival. Later in the summer, we have 3 more music festivals with the Latin, Viva Latin Music, the Jazz Festival, the Celtic Fest Chicago. Just almost any weekend, you can find something going on.
I just say, well, you people don't have the fun of summer. You must have to take off in February to enjoy yourself.
Appreciation for winter, that's for sure.
But you also cover the 4th of July, do you?
We do Independence Eve and it's all part of the entertainment at the Taste of Chicago. So on July 3, the Grand Park Orchestra plays patriotic music, and at about 9:30, that first blast goes up into the sky, and it's a 22-minute show. Just phenomenal. So we do that on July 3rd. And as an added plus this year at Taste of Chicago, we're adding two shorter fireworks presentations. There'll be another one on July 4th and July 5th because we can't get enough fireworks.
We were talking before you get on the air that Chicago, we've traveled quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Chicago is one of the few big cities where people come into it on the weekend.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
If you go to New York, as I said, you know, you could fire a cannon down Broadway on Sunday morning. You're not going to hit anything.
Sure. No,
but out here, people just throng. On the 4th of July, it's amazing.
It is amazing.
The amount of people that are downtown and how well it's, well, you know, you've organized it in such a way that there's, it, naturally, there's a little inconvenience when you all of a sudden drop a million people into a place, but you've done such a great job of moving things along, and everything is good, and there's never appears to be any trouble or problems. It's just a fun night.
Well, the various city departments that involves, and the Chicago Police Department and Office of Emergency Management, everybody works really hard and together and has a system in place. And I've walked in that crowd on that July 3 as soon as it lets out because I like to see how it all plays out. And it's amazing to be walking with so many people and everyone's just in this pleasant mood. And it doesn't, it's crowded and it's slow, but they're just happy, and there's plenty of police around in case anything were to go wrong. They just stay right on top of everything so well.
And this is where you do a lot of that coordinating, right, between all these people.
Our departments all work really well together. I mean, maybe our department will take the lead and hold the meeting, but we're all just trying to communicate. And that's the key to anything, right? Key to any good relationship is communication.
So right.
That's what we depend on in City Hall here.
Well, we feel that you people do not get any recognition to what you do. You people really run this city beautifully as, the entertainment and people enthusiastic about what it's all about. And, and as I said, people just don't come here and work from 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. They get home so they can get the kids and the wife and come back downtown.
It's great to see.
It's interesting, but it shows that somebody's doing something very right in order to draw this kind of thing.
Well, I think it's, I'm born and raised here, but I think it's a great city, and the fact that we still have so much in the heart of downtown and that beautiful lakefront and so many things to do. Our events are one thing. There's just museums, there's theater, there's so much to do in Chicago, and I think that's an important key that's kept vibrant and alive, and that's made that way by the people of it too, though.
Well, that's true. If people didn't participate and go to these events, they soon wouldn't be there, would they?
That's very true.
And you'll be, I hope, letting us know as the different months roll on here, the different events that'll be coming along. I know we kind of talked a little bit about May and June, but I'm sure there are other things. As you say, there's access that people can make to your website to find out about the individual street festivals, perhaps, or the neighborhood celebrations.
Sure.
And you carry all of those, actually, on your site, correct?
They're all on the site, yes.
Terrific.
You can get access to something, and if it connects then to another site out of there for the neighborhood festivals in a lot of cases. But that's a good starting point.
And that is good, too, because I think a lot of times people don't, they want to do something, and there is something definitely to do every weekend in the city.
There really is.
But if you don't exactly know where to find them, then you hear about it on the 10 o'clock news on Sunday night as to what you missed.
Yeah. That's not the way to go to it, though.
No.
Well, if they miss you on your website, they can always get a hold of us. We'd be glad to tell them when it is, how it is, or whatever.
Thank you.
And we're going to be promoting you all through the summer months, certainly, and beyond that, I hope.
Yes,
but
that's
really good.
Do you also set up the Chris Kindle Market? Does that come under you?
We work very closely. It's the German-American Chamber of Commerce, but we work very closely with them because we do oversee Daily Plaza programming.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be coming. They always do a sneak on Thanksgiving Day, right after the Thanksgiving Day parade, and that'll be coming back to us again, along with our Santa and his little house and a big, big, big tree.
That's a huge tree,
Yes, and of course, that's lit by the mayor and his wife, I guess, turned the switch on.
Yep.
And then what about the concerts at Daily Plaza at lunchtime? Those are
those are always going on. That's, again, something you can access from our site. There's programming just about every day at noontime, Monday through Friday. Mm. And there's also special festivals that come there. I believe this month we're going to have the Asian American Festival. At the end of the month is the Turkish Festival. So it's nice to see various ethnic groups in the city coming to the center of town and showing folks what their culture is about. It's a great sharing.
Yeah, we print that from time to time. That comes out of a different department, right?
Well, no, all of that now is out of our department.
Oh, it is all under yours now.
Yeah.
There's so many people we get in touch with, we don't know half the time who we're talking to.
It's all City of Chicago. That's all that matters. It's the City of Chicago doing it.
This has somewhat become coordinated, though, under your auspices, correct?
The Daily Plaza, sure, and neighborhood festivals work with us, and parades work with us. It's quite a lot of any. I like to think it's sort of anything that starts taking up a public street. Even the Chicago Film Office is a division of ours, so we're communication through the police department and everybody else that would need to sign off on a film project too.
Well, we've been working with Ann, as I said, Ann Sylvester.
Oh, well, thank you.
She's very nice and very kind, just like yourself.
Oh,
very nice
you.
To talk to. And she, I guess, and we will be working back and forth is to make sure that we get the things in the paper and on the radio that are needed to help the city, you know, to help or at least contribute a little to it, you know.
We are so happy to provide any information you might need and talk about these great events because, as I said, an event is nothing without the people that come to enjoy it.
So. No, that's true.
Right. And, of course, Kids and Kites this Saturday.
This Saturday. Please come on down. It's so much fun. It's such a nice event to watch. To watch the parents having to begrudgingly hand over the kite once they get it high enough. Kids are begging for the kite back, and mom's like, just let me get it a little higher.
Well, I'm certainly older than you, I can tell by the voices, but I'm old enough that I love to give our grandkids trains for Christmas, and I love to go and fly kites with them during the summer. But the real reason is, I like to do it, but if I did it alone, they'd say, what is that crazy old man doing over there? But with the kids, I'm helping them to do it.
There you go.
So this gets me an opportunity to do what, you know, men never grow up, you probably know that. We're always boys in certain things, right?
Yeah, quite aware of that one.
So, you know, it's really fun. I tell people, no, they're running the train, all right. Just step aside. I'll take care of it with them, you know.
Yeah.
Or the kite, the same thing. Well, why don't we add another 100 feet and see what'll go?
You'd be right at home at Kissing Kites. I see an awful lot of that.
Or amusement parks are good places to take your grandkids to. By the way, do you handle anything at Navy Pier, Cindy? Is that out of your office as well?
No, that's actually run by the Metropolitan Pier and Exposition Authority. Sometimes we'll have events that we coordinate together, but... Mm-hmm. All of their activities are out of Navy Pier.
So that would be like all the boat rides and everything that goes on along the lakefront. That's a different office. But
different
they can, once again, still access most of this by going through your website, and then you'll channel them.
Sure. Yeah, we have a lot of contacts of our partners there. Sure.
Well, Cindy, it's been great talking to you. I hope we can contribute in some way to you. We are really, you know, I just think this is such a great program you people put together. There's no other city in the world that we've ever seen that does this, you know.
Thank you very much.
Every weekend something going and just a lot of fun. And it's not one of these, well, it's going to cost you $500 to do it, you know. Most of these things are free. All you got to do is get there.
Yep, exactly.
So,
and give us your website one more time.
Sure, it's cityofchicago.org/special-events.
Very good.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. You both have a nice day.
You have a good one, too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye
now.
And that was Cindy.
Lovely
from,
lady.
Yes, very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice lady. Man,
and what a job.
Special events.
Can you imagine putting some of this stuff together? I mean,
no. I can hardly get dinner to come out all together, the potatoes and the vegetables.
We're at 1-708-493-1530. If you want to give us a call, please do. We might even give you some tickets to somewhere.
Yes. In fact, if anyone would like to call in, we don't really have a question for today, but share something about your area, your neighborhood, maybe a local organization event that's coming along, or you know, something that you find would be of interest to yourself, would be of interest to others. Call us at 708-493-1530. Share that with us, and we'll give you a couple tickets for a play, perhaps a gift certificate for a restaurant.
So
call.
Go ahead.
And, you know, we're talking about cooking and trying to get everything to come out all at once in the right way. Well, Mother's Day is coming along, as the whole world knows, on May the 13th, this Sunday, not the Sunday, the Sunday after May the 13th. And the White Eagle Banquets and Restaurant is once again hosting their ultimate Mother's Day banquet. The doors open at 2 o'clock. The price for this actually is very reasonable for what you get. You can have a whole table set up for just you and your family, so it's nice and private. They serve family style. For adults, it's $25 per person. Children are $12 between the ages of 3 to 12, and this price includes tax and gratuity, so that's all you pay. The White Eagle Banquets and Restaurant, of course, has been a 60-year tradition for the highest quality of food, service, and value. They're located at 6839 North Milwaukee Avenue in Niles, very convenient. And, of course, they have banquet facilities, which host anywhere from 40 to over 1,000 people for any type of special event that you have. Customized menus, full package plans. Of course, they have private bridal and meeting rooms. 5 acres of parking, which is wonderful. No parking problems. So for weddings, anniversaries, showers, luncheons, corporate events, trade shows, dinner dances, visit their website, thewhiteeagle.com, and you can view their photo gallery with their full menu selections. But for this ultimate Mother's Day banquet, do call them and make a reservation for yourself, because it's going to fill up fast. Number is 847-647-0660. That's 847-647-0660. The White Eagle Banquet.
Great place to go. In fact, we were there yesterday for lunch.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Family style that they offer, you know, on a regular basis. But then you can get special menu items, too. Mm-hmm. So that's like for a private party. You can order anything you want. But that's a great Mother's Day function. This is another wonderful place that's offering Mother's Day selections. And we do have gift certificates for the Mirabelle Restaurant and Lounge, Fine German and American Cuisine through the years, Chef Werner, his wife Anita, their son Jeffrey, and all the staff of Mirabelle invite you to join them on Mother's Day, May 13th, of course, a week from Sunday, for their special menu. And, of course, they have the very best of fresh seafood, steaks, a special Mother's Day menu, but all of the great items that you know and love from the Mirabelle, including the best Wiener Schnitzel in the city. But they have a selection from all of the main groups and a full dessert menu and great appetizers. Mirabelle Restaurant and Lounge is located at 3454 West Addison in Chicago, right off the expressway, so it's real convenient. Their phone number is 773-463-1962. That's 773-463-1962. And the Mirabelle is open 6 days a week normally, but this one time during the year, they're open on Mother's Day, Sunday, and they're open from 12 to 8, so call for reservations, 773-463-1962. And as I said, we do have gift certificates for people who call in with any kind of special information for the Mirabelle.
Very good. Could win a trip to the Mirabelle, huh? That's a great mm-hmm. restaurant.
Yes, it is. Great. Not too many places around anymore that serve the authentic German,
Austrian cuisine. Very good.
And of course, Chef Werner is expert at that. We're going to have them on our show one of these times soon, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're talking about Mother's Day, it's coming along kind of quickly. And this is kind of a nice idea. I think most women, especially of a certain age group, know Merle Norman, the place for the custom face. But Merle Norman, since 1931, has been noted for their fine quality of cosmetics. And now they have a store that is easily accessed at 4606 North Harlem in Harwood Heights. And besides having the great selection of cosmetics, they have other services as well. They do the different things, for example, like makeup, skincare, facials, manicures, tips, wraps, whirlpool pedicures, manicures, which I mentioned. And they do the expert makeup application as well. So that's something that people might want to remember for mom, a nice gift certificate. They have a very unique shop that sells other items as well, boutique type of items, handbags, bath items, lovely gift ideas. And if you mention that you heard them on our program as well as in our newspaper, you'll receive a special gift, a free gift.
Very
besides
good.
Besides the things
free
that
gift.
You
There's only
buy.
One kind of gift, a
one
free gift.
I guess it would be a free gift, yes. That's Merle Norman at 4606 North Harlem in Harwood Heights. And if you'd like to call him, there, 708-867-1718.
Okay. So, and we were talking about senators before, but I'm off that rant for now. But anybody hears that a senator has really up to it and send his money back to the government. We'd certainly like to hear about that. But, again, this Thursday night is going to be the Republicans' Look at Me, I'm Wonderful show.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Is there nothing else on either?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
Stuck with that, right?
Yeah.
I love this country, and I think everybody should love it like I do, and Chris does, and we feel everybody should vote, and everybody should get out and do what's right. Politics are getting to be a little bit tiring, because most of the time they call a shot wrong anyway. Mm-hmm. And it would be nice if people would just say, you know, why don't we put this together mm-hmm. and make it a nice country mm-hmm. and work together at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some things that we talked about in the past that they see, you know, the kids today are somewhat, some of them seem to be out of control. It's probably always been that way. But now it becomes more violent. It becomes more crazy. When I've never heard of a kid 14 years old getting drunk until fairly recently. 14 years old. I think, and it would make it easy, very simple, but of course, we'd have to take the politics out of this one. Make the father and mother responsible. So if a kid does something, I don't even want to see him if I'm a judge.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see his father. Because when that door opens, the old man's going to get hit for about a $5,000 fine.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to walk in and talk about what we're going to do.
Yeah.
With him, the father.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next time Sonny Boy says, well, I'm going away and it's none of your damn business where I go and when I come back, the old man's going to say, wait a minute. Last week I had to pay $5,000 for your little adventures. This week it's not going to happen. Let's sit down and talk about what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we got to put responsibility back into the play in this country. Somebody has to take the responsibility for what goes on. And I think if it's kids that are screwing up, then you ought to have somebody that's 18 years older or over the kid. The kid has to be under some control until he's 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't happen, then they're going to keep doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're out of control. They're kids.
Mm-hmm.
They might think they're all grown up at 14 and 15, but they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody has to take the responsibility. Not the kid. Somebody that's watching over that kid.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that happens should come down on mom and dad. Anything for that kid. So, anyway, that's the way I feel about that. it just seems to me that it could be made easier rather than take all the nuisance and nonsense out of it and just say, who's responsible? That's the guy we're going to nail.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy we're going to get, the guy who's responsible. Now, if you don't want to be responsible for kids, then don't have any.
Mm-hmm.
That's a simple one.
Here's a company that's very responsible, Birch Optical. 69 years of being a family-owned business, Paul Birch and his partner Ken Schmalzer own and operate Birch Optical at 5493 Milwaukee Avenue in Gladstone Park. Their phone number is 773-775-3300. They have professional certified opticians, quality eyewear of all types, contact lenses. Of course, they do eye exams. And they're offering $25 off on a complete set of eyewear if you mention that you heard them on our program. That's Birch Optical. They honor most major insurance plans where fashions have been envisioned now for over 69 years. Family owned and operated at 5493 Milwaukee Avenue. Phone number 773-775-3300. Our good friends at Birch. And we have our visitor from Erhausen Greenhouses, Nick Erhausen, is on the phone with us. How are you, Nick?
I'm okay. I'm a little, my voice is a little rough today, but...
Oh,
that's all right. How you doing? Nice to talk to you today.
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Is it all that pollen that's making your voice?
No, I think it's more answering people's questions. And,
answering questions.
the funny weather of cold and hot.
Well, as we said earlier, if anybody can do the job like a professional, a real professional, you people do it. The stuff that you sell, obviously, is not half dead. As sometimes it happens in these bigger outlets where they just bring it in by tonnage. You people really know just about everything there is to know about your business. And I can see where you get a little hoarse because people are smart if they ask you questions.
Yes, and you're so knowledgeable, Nick. You and your cousin Gerard, and I know your family, the Erhausen family, has owned Erhausen Greenhouses, what, for 90 years now, or is a little over 90 years?
Well, it's about 1922.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're hovering in that area.
Yes. And in Lincolnwood, of course, you know, Lincolnwood has been all built up around you, and you have this beautiful area with your greenhouses, and you do such a beautiful job there. Tell us, because this season has been a little bit strange, I guess, from December now, you know, through the whole winter was kind of off and on, hot and cold, and now, of course, people are thinking about getting their gardens started. What do you think people should know?
Well, I mean, the biggest question I have at this time of the year is whether or not it's safe to plant.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's always tough to answer that question because there's, you know, there's different plants that will work, you know, with the cooler temperatures, and then there's other plants that won't, you know, that won't take, even a 40-degree temperature at night.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be sort of, you know, aware of what you're doing. And, you know, the first step, well, the biggest thing, you know, we're in the change of a season. We're going from, you know, winter to summer. So obviously we're going to have some days where it's 80 and we're going to have some days where it's 40.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, you know, call up the Botanical Garden or the Morton Arboretum, or even if you wrote into Tom Skilling, you know, the general last frost date for the Chicagoland area is about the 20th of May.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were really safe, that would be the day that you would wait for,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, you know, it goes up to 80 degrees, and, you know, people have pent-up demand to get out and plant. So
oh,
right
sure.
away, you know, they start coming to the greenhouse.
Of course, and, you know, they see the trees are coming out in full bloom now, and all the beautiful flowering trees are out, and the little tulips and the bulbs are starting to come up, so automatically they think, well, this is it, right?
Yeah. But like I said, you know, a lot of times the spring plants that we all think of are sort of like the pansies are the biggest preeminent spring plant.
Mm-hmm.
And pansies can take it cool. You know, they can take a light frost even. You know, they could even take a 28-degree temperature. But, you know, a lot of times people will come in and they walk right past the pansies and they go, you know, right over to the coleus and some of the tropical items like caladiums or, you know, these new potato vines, and those are all plants which just will not take the cold. And oftentimes, you know, you try to inform people, but if somebody really has their heart set on something, they just seem to buy it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But many times it leads to, you know, the plant not always dying, but sometimes it gets stunted or sort of shocked, you know, and this widespread variation of temperature where we go from, you know, 80 degrees at one point in the day, and, you know, 3 or 4 hours later, the wind comes off the lake, and it's down to, you know, 45.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, too, that people should realize is how cool it gets at night. You know, it can get very, you know, cold almost that night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, while you're inside your house, you don't really notice it, but the
right.
plants are out there, and, you know, it's really cold, and the best way I can put it is their plants are going to be out there. They're just going to kind of be hanging in
mm-hmm.
and trying to stay alive, you know, as opposed to really growing and thriving,
mm-hmm.
you know, like we would like them to do.
Right.
You know, when the temperatures are warmer, they can do that.
And, you know, as you've told us, too, because we've all had conversations about this, because you work with us with our newspapers, and we put articles in about, you know, the different points that you have to help people with, informational facts,
yeah.
That a lot of times, yes, you can, the plant will survive, but it's not going to do its best. It'll get blighted slightly, or could, you mentioned something interesting, can even actually change the color of a plant.
Yeah, well, like a pansy, you know, is usually a nice green sort of leaf color.
Mm-hmm.
And if it gets really cold, it turns the leaf sort of a reddish, you know, dark maroon color, which is not a, you know, it's not a bad thing or anything. It just is the way that plant handles the cold.
Right.
And then, you know, but ultimately the plant will not die. You know, it stays, you know, it stays alive, and it even, you know, and that would be a very low temperature of like a 28 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, you know, a 32 or a 33, you know, won't do that to them.
Does it help to cover plants at all? You know, I see this sometimes. People have put plastic over them or some sort of covering.
Yeah. It helps to, I mean, you should sort of monitor your plants, and if you have a basket that you bought or you have a planter that you made up, you know, if you're aware of the temperatures, especially the night temperatures, you know, and it's going to be pretty chilly, or we get one of these 2 or 3 days, you know, where we get, you know, a rain, sort of very wet, damp, cold, you know, cooler period, a lot of times it can be good to bring your plants indoors, you know, for that little stretch. And then
mm-hmm.
as soon as the sun comes out again and the weather sort of breaks, you know, take everything back out again.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing you can do. And then the other thing you can do is covering. I like to cover with cloth. You know, I don't like plastic because sometimes it'll freeze. And wherever the plastic touches a leaf, it will then go through the plastic and sort of damage the leaf underneath that plastic. Where a cloth, either, you know, an old towel or, you know, maybe some old sheets or something, if you have a bigger planted up mm-hmm. area, a larger planted area, you know, it's always better to use a cloth-based product rather than a plastic, in my opinion.
Right. What about cheesecloth? Is that good? Or is that too fibrous?
It might be too light.
Too light,
you know?
Okay.
And I mean, the trouble with cloth, too, is, you know, you can't put something too heavy on your, you know,
no.
break the plant.
No, that's right. You don't want to put a quilt.
You know, or you can maybe put, you know, a couple of, you know, little sticks or something in that you can, you know, that'll keep the cloth from resting,
mm-hmm.
you know, directly on the plants. If it's, let's say, like a 12-inch planter, if you could just put like three little, you know, sticks that you have around in
mm-hmm.
there and then drape the cloth over it.
Right. But the safest thing is not to plant too early. That's kind of the bottom line. So at this point, then, people, you suggest, what do you suggest then? That they come in and talk to you, obviously, about the types of plants that they want to put in at this time of year. And
well,
just about
the general rule, I would say, is that you really want to avoid, you know, anything that's a tropical plant, number one. And number two, I'd like to tell people to avoid the impatient family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because impatiens are really one of those plants that is not going to do well unless the, which reminds me of the, you know, the whole question of the temperature that we're really looking at is not always the air temperature. It's really the soil temperature. And even a farmer who plants seeds, he's not going to sow his seeds in his field until his soil temperatures are the right temperature. Because otherwise, he's going to, you know, otherwise he could look at it like, well, I'm going to get this work out of the way.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, if the soil temperatures aren't right, he can sow that seed. And basically all that's going to happen, you know, are the birds are going to come and eat the seed.
Right.
They're just not going to grow because the ground isn't warm enough. So that's really the thing, you know, and nobody really monitors, you know, what the soil temperatures are. But usually, you know, it takes a 20s. And I've even noticed that from year after year in the greenhouses that a lot of times early in the season, like now, people will come in for the baskets, which can be easily moved in and out, and they'll be buying the pansies and maybe, you know, something tough like a geranium or a snapdragon. But, you know, stay away from the tropical items, stay away from the impatient family, the coleus family, and just, you know, sort of use common sense. If something looks, you know, like it's nice and sturdy, like a, you know, spring rag, fern, or a spike or something, well, obviously those things could take the cold, the petunia family.
Mm-hmm.
But anything that's, you know, the other thing you could think, too, is you could think back to last fall, and you can think what was the first thing that sort of froze when we got the when frost came in the fall. And oftentimes, you know, it's the tropical items, it's the coleus, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you sort of remember back to the, you know, last fall, you can sort of realize what's going to work.
Gives you a guideline, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We talked about the plants. Excuse me. We talk about plants. Is this pretty much like with trees? Is there something that's radically different, or do you treat them pretty much the same way? You know, when you bring in a small seedling or whatever and have a tree that's going to grow, is there anything special you should be careful of with that?
I don't think that with trees, you know, a tree is such a big, established, you know, I mean, the difference between a tree and, like, a plant is, you know, with a tree, you've got some substance there,
mm-hmm.
you know, where it can take some different variations, where when you have a plant, it just has a sort of a water-based, you know,
mm-hmm.
stem, you know, obviously that's going to be much more susceptible. I mean, the one thing about trees is that a lot of times, you know, a lot of the blooming trees will stay in bloom much longer if it's sort of a cool, drier period. And a lot of times when the flowering trees really cycle through their flowers quickly is when you get like that hot, you know, 88 degree, you know, run of a couple of days, and you get a lot of hot sun and a lot of wind, and, you know, they just sort of open up, and by the time, you know, the hot jump is over, they can, you know, almost be spoiling and on their way out. So, you know, for really, for the blooming trees, you always like to have sort of a nice, long, sort of cool spring where it's not cold and it's not really nice. Hot, so that you can really enjoy those flowers.
Has this year been particularly different than any other year, or is it pretty much the same every year?
Well,
you know, every year somebody always says, well, it's never been this hot, never been this cold, never been this or that. But then when you look up the record, you say, well, yeah, it's always just that way.
Yeah, well, you have to realize that you're dealing with an average temperature in a sense. So you're always going to have your run of warm days and cool days. But something that we really noticed in the greenhouse, because we're out there and, you know, we're germinating seeds, and one of the things that, you know, affects seed germination is sort of the sun, you know, sunlight level. There's a lot of seeds that like to come up sort of in a dark environment. So for those items, we sow them and we put, you know, a cover on, and then we'll actually put, you know, a cloth over them. And then, you know, once the seeds germinate, you want to take that cover off right away, because you don't want the plants to sort of get, you know, shooty or sort of tender under the cap. And this spring, I would say, we had a lot more cloudy weather than, you know, past springs. I mean, we had some weeks where three or four of the 7 days, we didn't, you know, have to worry so much about covering and shading the seedlings.
Mm-hmm.
Where I can remember other years where it were maybe 3 or 4 days in a month where we didn't have to worry about it, because it's actually easier for us when we don't have to worry about it. But it's really best to have that sun and that heat, you know, sort of.
Sure. Yeah. And Nick, you and Gerard and your staff, you grow everything there yourselves, do you not, at your greenhouse?
Yeah, that's one of the big differences, is that, you know, we grow everything, and the reason why we can grow everything is because we have the facility to grow
mm-hmm.
everything in the greenhouse. And what mm-hmm. it allows us to do is it allows us to choose, you know, on a plant-by-plant basis, we can choose the best variety. And, of course, we have over 80 years of experience
mm-hmm.
of growing all these plants.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little difference. I mean, I always say it's kind of like grades of meat, or, you know, how there's different levels of automobiles.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that we grow is the best possible plant, you know, within that category or that variety, which means it's going to have the best flower, the best, you know, sturdiest flower, the best, you know, compact or strong plant, or the best branching. There's always some quality, because there's, you know, many varieties of everything that we grow, and we always go for the best, whether it's, you know, costs
that,
a little more.
That we know. You are one of the top people I certainly have ever met about what you do, and you do a great job, and people should come to you. You know, if they want good quality goods and they want to know what's right and what's wrong, just a conversation with you is worth many, many dollars, really. And
I think we ought to tell them where you're located, Nick, and then they'll be able to get there.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're at 6973 Northeast Prairie Road in Lincolnwood. Nick?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
that's one block east.
Reference.
Uh-huh, one block east of Crawford.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you know, if you know the area, which sort of is like Pratt, Crawford,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, Pulaski becomes Crawford.
Right.
And then Toohey, we're basically on that big corner of Pratt and Crawford. There's the Lincolnwood Public Schools, which
mm-hmm.
is a gigantic, you know, two-block
mm-hmm.
complex. And we're just east of there.
Okay.
So if you know where the Lincolnwood School is, we're really just east they take up the whole block, and then East Prairie is the next street east.
Okay, and they can call if they need specific instructions. Your number is 847-675-1573, and you have a website now, right? Birdhouseandgreenhouses.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can also, there's a map on the ad that you run with us in both of our papers, and it pretty much explains how to get to your place.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I understand that there's going to be, you're going to start with your articles this time.
Yes.
So there'll be an article in the paper for what, the three next time? So next time?
It actually runs for like maybe next couple of months while the mm-hmm. everybody's in full bloom, so to speak.
So if people were to pick up the paper, they'll see your ad, not only your ad, but a story, which is very important. Now, this, of course, is on the radio, and it goes to podcast. So in about 4 days, if somebody wants to find out what you said today or go back over it, it's quite easy to do. All they have to do is pull it up on their website, and mm-hmm. you're off and running. Because we want people to know you, to see you, to talk to you, because you've got so much knowledge and so much help. And we thank you so much for being here today.
You're welcome. I was enjoyed.
And I hope your throat gets better.
Thank you, Nick, and say hi to Gerard and all the crew.
Okay.
We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And, folks, that's Erhausen Greenhouses at 6973 Northeast Prairie Road in Lincolnwood. That's one block east of Crawford, so it's around Crawford and Pratt. Phone number 847-675-1573. Their website, Erhausen Greenhouses.com, and that's Erhausen, Urhausen, Greenhouses.com.
And if we can be of help, our website is
OurVillageChicago.com.
That's
it. And you'll be able to find them on there.
Quite simple. Right now, we're at 1-708-493-1530.
And I did want to mention about the White Eagle Ultimate Mother's Day Banquet. I failed to mention that for the children, they'll have Mr. Magic there and also entertainment by Chicago's own Ampelaires. So that's a great time over at the White Eagle Ultimate Mother's Day Banquet. Doors open at 2, and family-style dinner starts at 3 o'clock. Price is $25 per person, children $12, ages 3 to 12, and that includes price includes tax and gratuity. White Eagle, call them at 847-647-0660.
We have somebody, I believe, waiting, and it's getting late, so we'll have to get him on quick. Who is this?
Hello, how you doing? Great show. Good afternoon. How you doing this afternoon?
Pretty good. How are you?
Great. This is Roosevelt.
Roosevelt.
Yeah. You were asking, by the way, great show, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You were asking about places to do things this weekend.
Right.
There's the Kentucky Derby, which you can off-track betting. And also, there's another place called, McCormick Place, called Uplift. There's some kind of festival going on there. If you look on the back of your most recent Dominic's paper, it should be on the back with all the information. It says here they got speakers, exhibits, and entertainment. It runs from Friday the 4th through Sunday the 6th.
Real good. Roosevelt, I don't like to rush you today, but we're really jamming in for time.
I'll tell you.
And the Derby is going to be a good one. I'm picking the one
something
with something cats. That's my horse I'm going to pick.
Roosevelt, if you'll stay on the line after we get you off the air, Matt will take down your address, and we've got a couple of tickets for you. Do you like to go to the plays in the Chicago area?
What are the tickets for?
It's for Ragtime at the Porchlight Theater.
Now, you mentioned last week about the Reuben sandwich.
Yeah, you got the answer to that?
Yeah. Does it have anything to do with Charlie Chaplin?
No.
One of the Charlie Chaplin's girlfriends ordered a sandwich in 1914.
No, no. Go look it up again. Wait, I'm patient. Nobody's gotten it yet.
Stay on the line, though, Roosevelt.
Stay
we'll
on
have
the line.
Something for you, okay?
Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Roosevelt.
Yes, that was nice of him
to
call. And those are helpful hints. We love that. And so he just won a couple of tickets for the theater at Porchlight, Ragtime. Nelson Funeral Homes, family owned and operated since 1929, located at 820 Talcott Road in Park Ridge and 5149 North Ashland in Chicago. NelsonFunerals.com is their website, so you can find out more information about them there. Their two convenient, home-like, comfortable locations offer traditional services, memorial cremations, celebrations, I'm so sorry, memorial celebrations, cremation options, and pre-planning. Oh. They have pre-planning options for those that may need future public assistance and for peace of mind. Pricing options fit, of course, all financial situations. They invite you to check out their price comparisons. You can give them a call at 847-823-5122. That's 847-823-5122, Nelson Funeral Homes. And our good friends, Dennis Lemke and Laura Hartley at A Caring Concept to help you be at home. Mm-hmm. Their goal is to meet your individual needs by providing experienced referenced caregivers who give you daily assistance with your personal care and grooming, assist you with ambulation, preparing meals, they do light housekeeping, and accompany you away from home if you need that assistance. They have homemaker companions, certified nurses' aides, private duty aides, and they place caregivers who will share your concern for the comfort and well-being of your loved ones. They have short or long-term situations available. They have 24/7, of course. Their agency is licensed, bonded, and insured. No contract is required. Call them at 773-539-6600 or visit them online at caringconcept.com to help you be at home.
So, I wish Roosevelt had called in earlier. We could have talked longer.
That would have been.
But we got down
well,
here
we
now. We're a little jammed. And we're on our way out now, and we'll see you next week. Next week, we've got some interesting people on. And
next week, we have the Westridge Chamber Executive Director, Amy Zander, with us.
This should be fun.
Talking about the wonderful neighborhood of Westridge.
Should be fun. So, you all have a good, safe week, and take care of yourselves.
Bye, folks.
Bye.